Town Atlanta comes the one, the only, the legendary Crowder.
There is coming, there is storm.
Crowder here. Join us for an amazing night of music at Palm City New Hope.
Go to the website right now, palmcitynewhope.org.
Freedom!
And grab your tickets before they're all gone.
Join us for Crowder on Friday night, January the 25th at 7 p.m. at Palm City New Hope. Tickets available now at palmcitynewhope.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
In your life in detail. If he told you next week at 2:05, when the second hand is on the 11, this is going to happen.
You're right.
So what is that? He has to shape us for it. He has to fashion us for it till anything is possible. You walk in that realm of possibility where nothing, you no matter where you go, you're looking for God's hand. You're looking for God to intervene. You're looking for the suddenlies. You're looking for stuff to break out. I'm telling you, we have come into that season where anything can happen. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. And it's to tell somebody it's time to prosper. Come on, tell them it's time for you to prosper. But now we prosper in relation to how our soul prospers. If you can believe it, you can receive it. Tell somebody, time to face your giant. You've entered into that river that cannot be passed over. If an iron axe head can swim, you can swim too. I don't care if you never had a lesson in your life. I don't care if you don't like the water. Tell somebody, you can swim too. If you can't swim, you can float. Best way to start learning is dog paddle. All you do is get in there, kick your feet, do like a little doggy. You'll be all right. But you're in the water now, you can't pass over it. You can't wade in the water. That's all wading in the water. You can't wade. You got to swim. Okay? So we looked at a number of things. Let me just touch on some things because we looked at number one, your level of faith has to increase. Let me say it this way. To increase your level of faith, you have to lift up your eyes from where you are right now. You know, when I was meditating on this a couple days ago, I got a glimpse of someone that walks around that's always looking down. You know how every now and then you run across a penny like in the parking lot or something, you pick it up. Well, some people, their sight is always, and they find a lot of pennies. And then you find a quarter. Rarely a dollar that's blowing by some, you know, but the Lord says, in order to increase your level of faith, change your perception. Stop looking at what you were looking at back there. Start there. Change or increase your level of faith. He told Abraham, lift up your eyes from where you are. Lot had just parted from him. He said, lift up your eyes. And he looked, behold, all the stars. He said, can you number the stars? He said, your seed will be as the number of the stars. From he was coming from having strife with Lot to lifting up his eyes to God saying, now that you're free from that strife, you won't be able to count your seed. It'll be as the number of the stars. So I want you tonight, get in your spirit to lift up your eyes right where you are, from where you are. It doesn't matter what challenges you have or what you don't have. That's what people get messed up. They think God operates on what they don't have. No, God works with what you have. Amen. I said God works with what you have. What do you have? It don't have to be enough. God rarely operates with stuff where you have enough. God says, lift up your eyes to somewhere where you don't have enough. Because I want you to learn who I really am. We call him Jehovah Jireh. But few know him as Jehovah Jireh. Amen. I said, few know him as Jehovah Jireh. We know him as our check. And you know, God is the one that gives us resources. Don't mind me. You know, keep your check down. God ain't in this. I don't want this check. God, give it to me. I take it. I take it. God ain't in the check. Well, don't get this thing twisted. But what I'm saying, God has given you the check, but he says, okay, that's what you had. Lift up your eyes now. Because what I want to do for you is beyond your check. It's beyond your income. It's beyond your experience. Beyond your education. If you lift up your eyes, and that's where you increase your level of faith. I'm telling you, God says, I'm going to do something. If I told you in detail, you wouldn't believe it. So I got to get you ready. I got to change your head. I got to change your mind. I got to increase your brain capacity. I got to change your soul realm so that you can wrap your mind around. Tell somebody, God ain't playing with you. He ain't fooling you. He ain't a man that he would lie to you. We're talking about the God of the universe. The God that humbles himself to come into his creation. Dwells from everlasting to everlasting. Where there is no past. Try to wrap your mind around that. Where there is no future. Everything is present. See, there can be no past, because if it was, you'd be ever going in the past. And there could be no future, otherwise you'd ever be going toward the future. Everything about God is now. Moses said, well, Lord, who do I tell him sent me? He said, tell him I am. Tell him I am has sent you. He's everlasting to everlasting. If we get the concepts in our heart, in our spirit, it triggers. Because, see, you have the Spirit of God. It'll trigger something in your spirit called faith. I'm talking about the God kind of faith that calls things that are not as though they were. Let me add something to that. This is just me paraphrasing. Until they are. Because they are in existence already. But they're just in the unseen realm. It's in the unseen realm. The realm we don't see. Like the song says, when we don't see him working, he's working. When we don't feel it physically, naturally, psychologically, he's still working. Amen. Amen. And so what bridges that gap between the seen and unseen is our imagination and our faith. Now, it's a journey, and there are steps. But I want to teach you. I really want to teach you. I really want you to get to where you have long-term and short-term vision. And faith. I'm here right now. I got this. But my faith is way out there. I'm reaching for there. I'm here and I'm content. Ain't complaining. Amen. Ain't murmuring. Ain't disputing. But my faith is out there. And you know what? When you walk by faith, when you truly walk by faith, there's a dimension of joy that comes only with believing. That's why you can't get caught up in facts. Thank God for facts. Understand the facts. You know, operate with wisdom and knowledge and that reason that is important to this life. But always have faith out there. Have a vision. Where there's no vision, we perish or we cast off restraint. We get limited. And you'll find your joy level will. But when you always got something cooking. You know what I mean? When you always got your faith out there. Might not be another 5 years, but you know what? Guess what? Keep watching. Amen? Tell somebody, just keep on watching. It may be a year. It may be a suddenly. It may be right around the corner. It may able overtake you. I mean, God's in the miracle working business. He may have a miracle waiting on you. This is what you got to walk in. This is what you got to dream about. This is what you got to get up in the morning looking. Is the miracle here yet? Well, praise God. Amen. So God is going to fashion and shape. And again, he's working when you don't see it. He's working when you don't hear it or feel it. He's still working. Amen. So stay on the frequency. Don't let anything jam the frequency. Don't let anything steal your joy. God is working. Amen. And he's working everything together for your good. Come on, let me say that again. I don't know that we get that. We hear that and we get familiar with that verse, for we know that all things work together. Say it with me. God right now is working everything together for my good. So I say everything. Stuff you don't like. Stuff that don't seem like it's working for your good. Stuff that you just know is the devil. God said, I'm working everything together for the good. To them that love him and are called according to what? His purpose. Amen. Let's revisit. Well, our level of faith must increase. You got to get out of the shallows. Let me say it this way. You know, that when you're moving in faith, in the God kind of faith, you know, you're following the Lord, and there's a lot of things that you could have or do, but that you don't care. That ain't part of what God has for me. Even though if I put my faith on it and believe for it, it would enact the law of faith. But when you're really truly following God, then you're set on a purpose. You have an understanding of what you are called into, what your metron is. And then you begin to dominate in that metron. Now imagine all of us dominating in our metron. I mean dominating. Subduing everything. Being fruitful, multiplying, replenishing everything. Every facet of our life where nobody had any needs. No one lacked anything. Amen. All right. So our level of faith has to increase. And then our capacity. And this is what I believe God really works diligently on, to increase our capacity. It's not even a matter about getting stuff.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.